Hi, I'm Karen Given with NPR's Only a Game. Our weekly commentary is coming right up. But first, I'd like to tell you about a few of the things we're working on for this week's show. Doug Tribou is filling in for Bill Littlefield. He'll talk to an expert on the physics of Deflategate, the scandal surrounding the Super Bowl-bound New England Deflatriots, I mean Patriots. Plus, Duke basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski is approaching his 1,000th win. We'll send him some advice from a coach who's been there, done that. Her name is Dorothy Gators, and she's the girls' basketball coach at John Marshall Metropolitan High School in Chicago. Also, what happened to the manuscript of Martin Luther King Jr.'s famous I Have a Dream speech, and why is that a sports story? We'll answer both of those questions this week on Only a Game. In this week's commentary, the NFL's so-called Deflategate scandal is dominating sports headlines. It's probably not exactly the kind of attention the league was hoping for in the run-up to the Super Bowl, but a crisis can often create opportunity, or as Doug Tribou sees it, several of them.
The atmosphere surrounding the NFL playoffs can be intense, so it's no surprise that the NFL is under a lot of pressure, if you will, to resolve Deflategate as quickly as possible. Unfortunately, the media didn't feel any pressure to come up with a better name for the scandal. We're lucky the Watergate Hotel wasn't a Doubletree, or we'd be talking about Deflategate and the New England Patriots' past transgressions in the Spytree scandal. If headline writers had just taken a deep breath and thought it over for a minute, Deflategate could have been the air affair or even the pump sucker proxy. But regardless of the name, the cold hard fact is that this controversy is about soft balls. Not soft balls, which are pretty hard, but soft footballs. The official NFL football is made by Wilson. And on a side note, am I the only one who would like to see Seattle quarterback Russell Wilson start an endorsement deal bidding war between sporting goods companies Russell and Wilson? But back to the footballs. Maybe the NFL and Wilson could welcome in a third party. What if every ball had breathe right strips around the hole for the needle to regulate airflow? Or maybe one of those pumps from the tongues of Reebok basketball sneakers. That way, quarterbacks could add a little extra air as they scramble away from the 300-pound linemen chasing them. That's a feature Green Bay quarterback Aaron Rodgers would appreciate, because while just about everyone else agrees that deflating the balls makes them easier to grip, throw, and catch, Rodgers is on the record as saying he likes balls overinflated. Coincidentally, or perhaps not so coincidentally, Rodgers appears in an ad campaign with Hans and Franz, the old Saturday Night Live characters who are here to pump you up. And of course, there's always entertainment to pump up the halftime show at the Super Bowl. This year, it's pop superstar Katy Perry, who will probably wear at least one pair of pumps during her performance. Perry can certainly carry a show by herself, but is it too late to add air supply to the bill?
You can share Doug's commentary by visiting onlyagame.org. While you're there, check out our list of other NFL cheating scandals in recent history. And you can always find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at OnlyAGameNPR.